you're originally from South Korea, but you've studied in the United States and now working in China.
I studied in Korea and finished my bachelor degree in Korea. And then I began my master's program in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it went on 25 years in the United mm-hmm. States mm-hmm. as a clergyman and as the lifelong student. Mm-hmm. And then even the clergy, the pastorate to the American congregation, mm-hmm. not Korean congregation. Mm-hmm. Learning so much from this nation, from this culture, at the same time struggle so much with what we struggle as a society, as a nation, in relations to its own people, as well in its relations to the world, mm-hmm. knowing the global superpowership of the United mm-hmm. States. Mm-hmm. Everyone is affected, you know, what this administration, what the U.S. government decides. So it cannot be separated, what we say local life with the global perspective. So we should think globally and act locally. We is a famous phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
So there's that connection with the local life and with the global situation. It's something seriously interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the gospel I believe is to tell us that an individual life should be seen not only from the local perspective but also from the global one.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the people can be deceived. There's a mass deception within the local setting, also in the global setting. Unless we see that connection, particularly from the local parish ministry, that mm-hmm. I've challenged my congregation, not in a way to drop a bomb all the time, but the ongoing mm-hmm. the dialoguing with my congregation,
mm-hmm.
The concerning in their own daily lives, daily struggle as mm-hmm. a human being.
Give me an example.
Yeah.
Someone's daily life. How does someone fulfill this kind of mandate that you talk about, relating on a human level and accepting the cultural diversity, also bearing in mind that you are now working in China, which is a pretty homogeneous
yeah.
population, right? So how is that going?
Actually, my role, I see, is to harmonize, unite, assist people to see the beauty of in diversity. What I have learned in the United States is being greatly used in that part of the world. The Korean society is very homogeneous compared to China and compared to the United States. Again, while I teach in Korea at Method Theological Seminary, I was invited by the Chinese government think tank called Chinese Academy of Social Science, not teaching quote-unquote theology. I give lectures on the issues of regional issues, peace and justice, as well international relations and China-Korea relations, U.S.-China relations, and all that, the Northeast Asian regional politics, as well the culture issues. As you said, China is a nation that was consisted by officially 56 different ethnic groups. The 56, so it's a so multicultural society. And the Chinese government publicly, officially saying their government national policy is to build a harmonious society. And so this concept of harmony is well taken in within the Asian the context, but also I believe what the UNESCO has taken 2005 October is also same concept. That when people say cultural diversity is also the same thing that we talk about harmony, the harmony between you and among us and among the world's different traditions.
On a personal level, though, how does one achieve this kind of harmony? What are the kind of practices one can do to attain a greater harmony with brothers and sisters, whether or not we come from various ethnic, racial diversity?
You know, the concept, the issue of harmony, unless we see that issue from very, very practical, the grassroots, the very person's very lives context, that concept can become superficial. You know, it doesn't really make sense. And meaning that in U.S. context, that this society is also talking about the overcoming racism or sexism, unless we can harmonize the differences between different races and different sexes, that the harmony cannot be achieved without obtaining the harmonious balance, the harmony in this society. We have seen the racial, you know, rights and racial riots and all that issues that throughout this whole this history. I'm trying to answer to your point that how that concept works within the local setting. The United Methodist Church is the one of the leading the religious institution committed to make that multiculturalism works out within the local setting. That as I was a pastor to very diverse cultural background of the church in right down in D.C., I believe my policy as a pastor or my theology, my philosophical background, is centered around that concept of harmony, as well the symbiotic harmony or harmonious symbiosis. Do I make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
The symbiosis. Meaning, based upon mutual respect, the peaceful coexistence can come.
Mm.
So we talk about the peaceful coexistence, respectfully the coexisting. We say the symbiosis. It is not any longer used within the scientific field.
Oh.
It is much more used within the philosophical, theological setting. So the harmony and then the mutual survival, the peaceful coexistence within the diverse the cultural backgrounds, within the different religious backgrounds. And as we see in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
as we see within this United States, as Jerry Falwell, who died 2 days ago, he is a Christian, but also he talks about different Christian mm-hmm. faith background, much different from other Christian mm-hmm. backgrounds. So, within this so much divided, you know, society, in different religious background, cultural backgrounds, how we can bring a harmony,
mm-hmm.
how we can balance that differences, that
mm-hmm.
division, how
mm-hmm.
we can make this diverse society worked out
mm-hmm.
in a sense of the peaceful coexistence and then mutual respect and
mm-hmm.
trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we say we love each other, but in what way?
Mm-hmm.
We don't see that happen in our society.
Mm-hmm.
We see every day in the local setting and the national setting that the violence, domestic violence, and then a Korean immigrant to United States, the boy's name, the Cho in the Virginia Tech,
mm-hmm.
killed 30-some mm-hmm. people within that few minutes. And it is the gun control issue, but that real fundamental issue is not really being taken seriously
mm-hmm.
while we talk about that another tragic incident from a very individual
mm-hmm.
case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we will never learn a lesson as long as we do that way.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Columbine, the incident. We hear every day and night some violence here and there,
mm-hmm.
but the nation as a nation, the national leadership, has not taken enough bold approach to deal with the real fundamental issue of the gun control
mm-hmm.
in this United States. So the harmony, the issue of harmony, the issue of balance, unless we take into the root of the cause, I don't think that we will never be able to build a harmonious society in the United States or in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing challenge to all of us, the church as well.
So we're talking about building harmony, building peace, saying we love each other, and then putting that into practice. I'm talking to Kay Yol Chung, who is a former scholarship recipient from Global Ministries. I want to thank you for your time and for all your political, personal, and national insights.
As a Christian, you know?
As a Christian, bringing your background as a clergyman and through PhD studies and peace studies, and now involved in peace talks.
I'm grateful for the scholarship program of the United Methodist Church, the Global Ministries program, and as I said in the outset, that without having that scholarship backup, that I wasn't able to finish the last two, three years of the long journey. So I should say definitely that scholarship does work for such as case in my case and for many others around the world. I hope that the continuation of that such good scholarship for many others to come in the future. As I highlighted, I spoke today to this program as a Christian, particularly from the prophetic ministry background. The prophetic ministry, the United Methodist, has long claimed that it's one of the wonderful tradition, and I believe the church and society should be looked at from that angle. Not as a separated angle. Yeah, the locality and the global perspective should go together. The global ministry is at the center of that whole process. Mm-hmm. Yeah.